We don't have time to do a podcast.
Well, we're going to do a podcast. It doesn't really matter. Go back and say what you were just saying.
Is it recording?
No.
Is it recording?
It's not recording.
You're a fucking liar.
Just fucking say what you were just saying.
I'm just saying, man, you know, with abortion, like, you know, to sit here and I don't know if it's like you would say, it's something you would say that you support or you don't support. It's like a case-by-case thing. I don't have a daughter. We don't have daughters. You know, so I can't really say how I feel about abortion because I've never been put in that position.
Yeah, you don't have daughters, but you have sons.
Well, right. But I'm saying, like...
So if our kid came home at 15 and said, I have to tell you something, and he tells us that he got his girlfriend pregnant.
I think I would probably say, you know what? You support and we will support whatever it is that she decides.
But that's the thing. Should it only be her decision?
Well, whatever. Okay, maybe like whatever they decide together, I guess. Or, you know, if the girl's underage, you know, her parents, I mean, I don't know. It's a touchy subject.
It is a touchy subject. But you know what? I also think that being boy parents, that's the reality that we might have to face, is that if our children get a girl pregnant, I don't care whatever age, they could even be in their 20s. And you know what, if this girl is adamant not wanting to keep the baby, or she's underage and her parents are making her not want to keep the baby, how does that, like, what if our children want to keep the baby? Yeah, like, at what point do the fathers have rights?
I don't know, but I mean, I guess, like, if they're underage, I mean, if they're, you know, if they're 15 or 16 and they have a girlfriend and the girl gets pregnant, like, 99.99% chance that baby's going to be living with that girl and her parents.
Yes. Unfortunately, that's exactly, you know, so, how it is.
You know.
Yes.
You know, so you have to remain civil, you know, and, you know, if, the other part of it is, if they push this girl to get an abortion, then it's going to be like later on the road, well, your dad wanted me to abort you.
Right.
You know, and then, you know what I'm saying? Your dad didn't want you because he wanted to get rid of you. So that's why I'm saying, like, you know, if they have a girlfriend and they get her pregnant, it should be, you know, even if, like, you wouldn't necessarily support abortion or support whatever, you know, it should be, you know, you support her.
I will always support the decisions my children make.
Right.
Because that's what a mom does. But
you, like, you tell the boy, you know, tell whichever kid, you know, you need to go and you need to talk with this girl and figure out what the fuck it is that you're gonna do. And whatever you guys decide to do, or whatever she decides to do, or whatever her parents decide to do, I mean, they're underage, you know, so,
right.
You know, this girl, you know, this potential girl would have to follow, you know, to some degree what her parents would say. So, you know, you be there for and support whatever they decide. I mean, you can, you know.
But can they make her get one? Like, ultimately, could her parents make her have an abortion?
I don't know if they can make. I don't know. I don't know how that works. If they can make her legally have an abortion or not. But, you know, if you have a, you know, they could probably manipulate her. And, you know, I'm sure that there's parents out there that can manipulate their child into having an abortion.
Yeah, you're probably right. I guess where I would think that where we would definitely come into play a little bit more is if a girl decided not to, and her family were very insistent on it, and were trying to manipulate her, and she did not want anything to do with it. That would be where we would come into play, and. Okay, well, if you're choosing to keep this baby, we will support you. And would that mean that, you know, we might have to take in a girl to live with us because her family kicked her out? I actually know, I won't name names in case she decides to listen to this podcast, but I know someone who, her son got a girl pregnant, and I don't think her family was very happy about it. And she lived with them because she's like, that's my grandchild, you know?
Right. But one thing that you know, the whole abortion piece, whatever, I mean, you have to go, case by case.
But yes, I do agree.
One thing that is totally fucking wrong is a bunch of rich old white Republicans deciding.
Yeah.
You know, not just Republican men deciding, you know, what's right and what's wrong for.
I agree.
You know, a 16-year-old girl.
I agree. Like I said, if there was a girl, if your daughter came home and said that she was taken advantage of and was raped, and it turns out that she got pregnant and she did not want to keep that baby because all it did was remind her of that, of what happened, then I would completely understand on why she would want to have an abortion.
Right. It's just, it's easy to say things like, you know, abortion is wrong, you know, whatever, but, you know, from afar, you know.
Correct.
But then, you know, so like, depending with the death, like with the death penalty, it's easy to say that you oppose the death penalty until your close family member gets brutally murdered.
Right.
And then, you know, you're maybe suddenly your tune changes because you want justice for your family member.
Correct.
You know, so, you know, I really think that, like these things are like a case-by-case thing. You know, it shouldn't be just a flat no abortion.
Right.
It shouldn't be just a flat no death penalty or whatever. I mean, you know, I know that if people say that that kind of stuff is like death penalty is barbaric or whatever, but so is coming home and finding your family member brutally murdered in your house.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's hard to really say, you know, enough of this other people choosing shit for you.
Right.
Make your own fucking decision.
Right. Does the state of Illinois have a death penalty?
I don't believe so.
What states still do?
I know for sure, like, Texas.
Texas definitely does. Like, Texas wants to be their own damn thing.
Like, I know, like, you know, Ron White, has, you know, I wanted to stand on things. Like, here in Texas, if you kill somebody, we will kill you back.
Right. Is it true that Texas kind of, like, wants to be their own? Wasn't that, like, kind of, like, a running joke?
Maybe a
joke that they were kind of, like, just joking, but actually, no, we really do,
yeah,
type thing.
Like, kind of like a half joke.
Yeah.
Like, sort of serious, but kind of not.
I don't think that they're kind of hanging off on the cliff there, though, either. They're not like California. They're not going to fall off the states.
No.
They have to cut out a lot to get themselves removed. That's an odd shaped state, and it's a very big state.
Yeah. But, like, you know, but anyways, like, I don't know. All these things that, you know, that these, you know, 87-year-old politicians think that they can decide for people.
Right.
You know, or it's bullshit. And it goes both ways. It's like...
It does, yeah.
You know, it's same thing with, like, with guns. You know, it's easy to sit here and say that, you know, we shouldn't have guns when you have, you know, around-the-clock security guards with guns.
Correct. Right.
You know, or gated communities that have, you know, security guards with guns stationed outside of it. Or that everywhere you go, you're behind a fucking bulletproof, you know, window, you know, driven by, you know, in you know, a car driven by somebody with a gun, you know, and, you know, people walking along. You know, it's easy to sit here and say that you shouldn't have guns when you're protected by people with guns all the time.
So, like, would you say that people are, it's kind of like hypocritical?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I want you to still protect me when I'm in my community, my gated community. I want you to still protect me, but yet I don't want anyone else to have guns of the potential of anything.
Right. And, you know, and I know, like, the Democrats sit here and say things like, we're not here to take away your guns yet. You know, but, you know, you know, but it's like, you know, it's like, you know, give an inch, take a mile type thing.
Right.
You know, so, I don't know, you know, sit here and say, like, that we don't need, you know, AR-15s, people don't need that kind of stuff. You know, that when the Constitution was written, that it was like, they had muskets. Well, it's fucking changed.
Right.
You know, the military doesn't use muskets.
Right.
You know, so, you know, the Second Amendment was not put there for hunting. I mean, it's part of it, but I mean, like, it's the right to bear arms to protect yourself, you know, from... Right. You know, from your government as well. You know, so like if the military has, you know, if they come marching down the street with, you know, a tank and machine guns, you know, a musket's not going to do the trick.
Correct.
You know, so you know you had the government should, you know, you should be able to have enough that the government should fear us as much as, you know what I mean. We should fear them. It should be the other way around.
Right, because we have the right to bear arms. So we have the right to protect ourselves, and that could be against anyone and the government.
There needs to be, like, somebody that's, like, half Republican, half Democrat that runs for president. Because there's things from both ends that I think,
yeah,
you know, that they agree with, you know.
I agree. Well, do you remember the post that I made last week? And I said, I must be the most oddest Republican out there. Because there are things that I agree with of, like, what most Democrat parties stand for. And there's things that I agree with that the Republicans stand for. I used to be completely against gay marriage years ago. I used to say, it's wrong, it's not right, and then why? Why is it wrong? Why is it not right? Well, it's just wrong. It's not right. Well, that's not a good enough answer. It's, if someone asks you why you're against gay marriage and all they tell you is because it's wrong and it's not right, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. So I will admit, years ago, I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. I just knew that it was wrong to be gay and to get married. Now, I've changed my mind in years. It's not like I just changed my mind recently. I've probably changed my mind in the last, I would say, maybe 8 years. Eight to 10 years, I've changed my mind on that. I don't fucking care. If you're gay and you want to be married, why should anyone tell you that you can't? What makes your love any less than my love? Right. Because I love a man and I'm a woman?
I'm in love with a man. Remember Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No.
When they find the water stain that looks like the Virgin Mary.
Oh, yes. Like, No. It wasn't a water stain. Wasn't it on a piece of toast?
No, it was a fucking water stain.
Oh, in the bathroom. In the bathroom, yes.
And Charlie Day was like, I'm in love with a man, and that man is God.
Yes.
Does that make me gay?
Gay for God?
That's right. I'm gay for God.
Yes.
No, but you know what? Louis C.K. had a thing about gay marriage, and I'm going to read it. And it's like, it sums it up, like kind of what you talked about. You know, and it's funny, but the way he says it, but it's true. All right, here it goes. It doesn't have any effect on your life. What do you care? People try to talk about it like it's a social issue. Like when you see someone stand up on a talk show and say, how am I supposed to explain to my children that two men are getting married? I don't know. It's your shitty kid. You fucking tell them. Why is it anyone else's problem? Two guys are in love, but they can't get married because you don't want to talk to your ugly child for fucking 5 minutes. Like, seriously.
Right.
Like, who gives a fuck?
Right.
Like, even if you don't personally think that, like, that you don't personally agree with people being gay, you don't have to be gay.
Right.
You're not fucking getting married. Who gives a shit?
Right. So why does that affect you?
You can still go to church and you can still believe, that being gay is a sin, and you can just fine.
Nothing literally changes in your life.
Down the road around the corner that has a husband doesn't come over here and beat on your door and say, don't go to fucking church.
Right.
So shut the fuck up.
Right. Agreed. Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like,
you can still hold your beliefs whatever, but hold them to yourself.
Yeah, agreed. I would agree. And I think our world has come a long way, and people are a lot more accepting of people who are gay, and, you know, are accepting that the fact that they want to be happy and married too. And I think that's awesome, and that's how it should be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, is it just recently that now they can all legally adopt as well? Because it wasn't that before either.
I think maybe it's easier. I don't know that it was ever illegal, but I think maybe it's easier.
Easier, yeah.
I don't mean any effect or whatever, but the only thing that I would probably have a hard time with the boys, you know, is if one of them was, like transgender. And
yeah.
One of them wanted to start transitioning to being a girl.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
Ultimately, there are kids, so I mean, right. I would never be like, I would never like disown.
Correct.
I would just personally have a hard time with that.
I guess I can understand where you're coming from on that. I think I would too, but like you said, you know, there still are kids, and I think that's where, you know, we're created to have unconditional love for our children, no matter what. I mean, you should at least. If you don't, then I feel like that speaks more of who you are as a person than what your child is. But I would always support my children no matter what. I will always love them no matter what. But yes, I do think that I would have a hard time if one of the boys came home and said that they feel like they're more of a female and they would like to work towards.
I think they would have seen it.
Yes.
I
think we are in the clear. Yes. But, I do think that's something that you notice when they're a little bit younger, not at, you know, but it's almost 14 and 10.
But it's probably similar to like the whole thing, like with, it's not that it's new, but it's more, I think that they've probably been around forever. It's just more like, you know, in your face now.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, but it's probably, you know, you can probably, you know, think of it similar to the way maybe people thought about, you know, gay people back, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much, you know, I just don't understand it.
Of wanting to be trans?
Yeah. It's not something that my brain just doesn't comprehend that.
But this goes right back to the person living down the street that has a husband.
It doesn't affect you.
Right. No, but I guess what you're saying is that like you're having a hard time even mentally understanding why someone would feel the need to do that. And I guess that's the point, is because we don't feel the need to become the opposite sex of what we were born with, we won't understand why they decide to. But there's something in their mind and in their heart and in their body that feels that I was meant to be a boy. I was meant to be a girl, even though I was born this and whatever. There's something that's making them feel that way. I don't know. You know, you've heard a lot of people say that it's a chemical thing, that you're born this way. And it's not just something that you wake up and you're like, you know what? I want to be trans. You know, somehow, you know, like Laverne Cox, she played on what the fuck was that show? The prison?
Orange is the New Black.
She was born a male. And she trans into a female. And my God, she's beautiful. She's got, like, obviously she spent the money on getting herself done with plastic surgery. And I think that she has gone through everything to make herself look like a female, sound like a female. I mean, she looks like a fucking female. She looks hotter than some females do.
You know, the only thing with, like, with the trans or whatever, and again, I'm not trying to sound like bigot, you know, whatever. But, I mean, it's, you know, trans in Hollywood is different than trans in everyday, because you know what?
Yes.
Laverne Cox has the money.
Correct.
To go
right.
And make herself
yes.
look like, you know.
Yes.
But you know what? I think that part of like where like if you were walking down the street and saw Laverne Cox, you would, and didn't know who she was, you would not think twice.
No, absolutely not.
But that being said, like, I think that, you know, it's hard for these people because they look especially the men becoming women.
Yeah.
They look like men dressed in women's clothes. But I'm just saying, like,
right.
they don't have the resources, and maybe that's part of the problem, you know, they don't have the resources to, you know, Laverne Cox, you know, she was in a popular show, making a lot of money, mm-hmm. you know, and could, you know, if whatever transition she took, I guess I don't really know the full extent of it, but I mean, she could afford to take the time off work to mm-hmm. properly do it,
right.
Have the money to spend it, have the money to have the right doctors,
correct,
you know,
right.
Be there for her,
right.
Pay for, you know, have the money and whatever to pay for any kind of, you know, psychological or mental treatment that she might, you know, need or require going through this process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have doctors, you know, have the money to have the doctors to make sure that her medication is right, so that it fits her needs properly. But mm-hmm. you know, the guy down the road around the corner that's transitioned to a girl, the way they start is by, you know, taking hormones and wearing dresses and
cutting,
you
know, their hair and
growing their hair,
yeah,
out or whatever. I mean,
or yeah, cutting, yeah, getting their nails done.
It's not as smooth of a process, and probably a disservice to those people.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm probably not being politically correct when I talk about it, but I don't mean it in a bad way.
No, I'm not taking it as a bad way, and I would assume that our platform is not showing that either.
My policy is, if it doesn't affect me, I really don't give a fuck.
Exactly. It's not affecting us. So I have a friend who, I'm going to just say her name, Natalie. My friend Natalie has a friend that she has been friends with for many years. Like, they went to school together, and she was born a female, and she's trans, and she's changing into a male. And I don't know all, you know, Natalie, I think, had told me all what she had done. I don't remember everything, but I did. I'm like, I do want to see. I want to see a picture. I want to see what her name is, Frankie. I want, or his name is Frankie. I would like to see what Frankie looks like. And so far, everything that Frankie has done, yes, like you can tell that Frankie is looking more like a male, but you can also tell that Frankie was born a female. So Natalie, I'm sorry that I might have I used you as an example with your friend, but I think that your friend is pretty open with this, as you are, and I think that's awesome. So you're right. Transgender in Hollywood is way different than transgender in reality. You know, they don't have the means of getting it done the way people in Hollywood do, and that probably is a lot of the reason why they're maybe not as accepted.
Well, they're called freaks or whatever,
right?
Because
right.
They look weird.
Right, because they haven't gone through
transitioning.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's not a smooth ceiling if you don't have $10 million in the bank.
Right,
it's
to go get your boobs done and
you do it as you can afford it.
Right,
which is probably where it's not. You know, you don't just like go to bed one day and you know wake up. You know,
right,
looking. You know, like I said, like Laverne Cox or. You know what I mean? I know there was like a model on like the first transgender model on Sports Illustrated,
mm-hmm.
you know, who was born a male, and you know, there's nothing about this. Like if you saw, like I saw a picture, it was like on Facebook or whatever. Like there's nothing about that person that would indicate that they were born a male.
Right. Cause
everything
they,
about
right.
them screams female and whatever,
right.
you know, but you won't see that around in Wonder Lake.
No.
You won't.
Well, didn't you work with someone at your old store?
Yeah, I did, you know, and it was exactly, you know, what I'm talking about.
It was
you know?
Still, like, awkward. It was, like, that in-between stages, like.
Right. You know.
Right.
I did my absolute best to, you know, I mean, she used the, you know, she used the female bathroom, you know, kind of stuff. I mean, there was, I did my absolute best to make sure that I always called her she,
mm-hmm.
her, all that kind of stuff, the proper, you know, whatever. Because, you know, and again, you know, regardless of how I feel outside of work, work is work,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it doesn't matter, you know, any, you know, when you step through that front door,
right.
any of your personal beliefs get left there.
Right. And rightfully so.
You know, so.
Right.
Because you come across, you know, every type of person, you know, rich, poor, and in between.
Right.
You know, gay, straight, and. Anything in between,
mm-hmm.
you know, it doesn't matter. You come, you know, and so you have to leave your personal opinions at the door because,
right.
you know, everybody, you know, you're running a grocery store, so
right, right.
It doesn't matter how you feel,
right,
you know, whatever. So,
right.
But yeah, you know, but you know, and you know, she was like, you know, a nice person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She wasn't like a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever. I mean, again, you don't have, but again, you don't have to personally agree with somebody. On everything to still treat them like a human being.
Well, and I think, unfortunately, I think that's kind of where this world has become. I mean, we are so divided and people are losing friendships, not talking to family members. You know, not that Facebook is everything, but people are deleting and blocking people on Facebook because you do not agree with their views and their opinions. But that's what's nice about living in America. We all are entitled to our own opinions. We all are entitled to our own views. I don't have to agree with you. You don't have to agree with me, but I don't have to hate you and you don't have to hate me. I will respect everything that comes out of your mouth and everything you say and do if you respect me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the second you start turning and judging me on who I voted for, who I'm going to vote for, that doesn't define me. You know, and that shouldn't define you either.
Right.
But apparently this is how it is.
You know what's really good about that is like is your brother.
Yeah.
And like, you know, your brother is very open about his faith and what he believes and all
yeah.
that stuff. And you know, obviously he's very, 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 very Christian. So mm-hmm. if you ask him what he thinks about, you know, people that are gay, you know, he's gonna tell you,
right?
You know, never heard him say anything in a hateful way.
No, fuck gays. They're stupid. No, never, never, never. Never.
But if you ask him if he thinks that, you know, being gay is a sin, I can almost guarantee you that he'll tell you yes.
Right.
But that being said, if he met a gay person, I can guarantee that he would treat them with the same respect
yeah.
he treats anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, and if you ask him. what he thinks about it, knowing that he's a Christian, then you better be ready for his answers.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, and that's
right.
Fair.
Right. Fair enough.
You know, I have a lot of respect for that. He's like one of the few hardcore Christians
right.
that really walk that talk. That like,
yeah.
he, you know, can say that he doesn't agree with it, but also still treats that person with love and respect.
Well, there is a Bible verse. I think it's Matthew 7. I think 7:12. I can't remember exactly, but it literally says only God can judge.
Right.
And you know, he literally lives by that.
Yeah, when he comes over here, if the boys ask him a question about something, or if we bring up something and ask him a question,
mm-hmm.
he will answer it. But
right.
he's not preaching when he comes over
no.
here. He's, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, we had a party over here and everyone was around, you know, drinking and, you know, and there was, you know, marijuana around here. I mean, your brother didn't get all
right.
wound up. I mean, he,
right.
you know what I'm saying? He wasn't preachy, you know, that kind of stuff. And like I said, I mean, he's really one of the few or only ones that I can really say it's really like a testament to that thought process that, you know, I have my beliefs and they're personal to me and, you know, and I live by it, but I also, you know, understand that not everybody does. If somebody has a question or someone wants to talk about it, I will talk about it. And I will be honest, but never, ever have I ever seen him be, you know, hateful and judgmental towards somebody.
Right. I agree. And I think that's pretty awesome to live that way.
Absolutely.
That's how it should be. Unfortunately, a lot of people who are Christian and religious, they have like a bad rep because, you know, they're practicing on Sunday, but then on Monday they're not practicing what's being preached. You right. know, they're hateful and, you know, mean and judgy and right. you know, and he's definitely not like that at all.
You know, we don't follow, we don't go to church or do, you know, like the, you know, even anywhere, even close to scratching the surface the way that Brandon
right.
is. But I mean,
right.
you know, when Brandon's over here, I thoroughly enjoy his company. You know,
right.
we, you know, back in the days of concerts and when we would go to concerts.
Oh, man, don't you miss that?
I thoroughly enjoyed his company and all that stuff. I mean, you know, never, I guess, knowing what Brandon believes, never have I ever felt that I couldn't be myself or, you know, talk the way I talk or whatever and around him.
Because right.
he would, you know, he would judge me or he would tell me to watch, you know, ever.
Right.
You know, so like, you know, I said, when he's around, like, I thoroughly enjoy his company and,
mm-hmm.
you know, feel like we can be ourselves, feel like, you know, and then he holds his beliefs and you know what? Good for him.
Right.
And, you know, that's great. I, you know, and if that, you know, I know that, like, you know, he's, you know, you guys have been through a lot and, you know, that helps him and comforts him.
Right.
You know, so, you know, good for him, you know, more power to him and, you know, do your thing.
Right.
You be you.
Well, and that, 'cause that goes right back to like, it doesn't affect you.
Right.
Like if someone wants to be at church and worship and praise God, and if that's how they want to live their life and be, and there's nothing wrong
right.
with that.
You know, with your brother, even though he's like a strong Christian, you know, kind of stuff, and you know has his beliefs, you know, about what, you know, what people should do and what they should be, and all kind of stuff. If there was somebody that needed help,
mm-hmm.
you know, they could be like, you know, the gayest person that ever gayed ever.
Right.
And they came, you know, and something was wrong and they needed help. I would not for a second would I doubt that your brother wouldn't try
right.
to help or do, you know.
Yeah. I don't think he would ever say, well, you're gay, I can't help
right.
you.
You know,
no.
So, he holds it, you know, he has his convictions, you know, but he's also,
right.
you know, treats people like a human being.
Right.
You know, and
well, that's the love your neighbor.
Right.
You
absolutely.
Know.
And he, like I said, that, and that's what I mean, that he's one of the only people that
yeah.
that I can say truly like live by that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, like those Christian, you know, the Christians or whatever that are like, you know, those faggots, you know,
right.
like fuck you.
Right. Yeah. What church is it that protested at a veteran's funeral?
That's that Westboro Baptist Church.
Yes. Fuck those fuckers.
You know, but if anybody listens to this and they haven't seen it, if you go on YouTube and you Google Foo Fighters, like Westboro Baptist Church or whatever, there was, I think the Foo Fighters were getting ready to play a show or something, and the Westboro Baptist Church was out there protesting, and Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters like did like I think they got like dressed up or whatever, like country singers or something like that, and played this song totally mocking them.
Oh, awesome.
And it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, they were, you could tell they were getting pissed, and they were like kind of like swinging their hips and like kind of getting close to each other, or you know, being a little like risque,
right,
you know, kind of stuff. And
right, because wasn't it that it was someone in the military who died serving our country, and that
they've been all over the place,
but wasn't there like
God hates fags,
right? That was like, that was the big one. It was God hates fags and
dead soldiers are punishment for being fags.
Yeah. Unfucking believable that you're gonna sit there and do that, but then you're gonna turn around and go sit in your pews and praise God.
Yeah.
And
because that dead soldier died because they were fighting for, you know, the freedom that you had, that you could say stupid shit.
Right, exactly.
You know, so yeah, when you're out there, yep, you know, saying God hates fags under your breath, you should be saying thank you.
Right.
Because, you know, the reason that you can do that is because that soldier died.
Right, exactly. And sometimes I wonder what goes on in people's heads. What the fuck?
But could you imagine being that parent at that funeral?
Oh my God.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? It would take everything to not just go out there and fucking punch them in the face.
Oh, you know what? I would punch them in the face. I would knock their glasses off their face without a fucking doubt. I'm here mourning and grieving the loss of my son, and you're out here screaming hate. Fuck you. Yeah.
But you know what we need? We need like a president. Like, okay, it doesn't matter the Republican. You know, so you have like the center line, right?
Yeah.
So if you're like a Republican, you should be like standing in the center and take one step to the right. Or if you're a Democrat, you should be in the center and take one step to the left. Like, these far swings, like, you know, just as bad as, like, people say, like, you know, Trump is far right or whatever. You know, the people that are on the far left are just as fucking bad.
Right.
You know.
And they're bad in their own ways and whatever.
You know, so, like, we don't really have, you know, politicians that speak to the, you know, they all say they're going to be a president to the entire country, but they're fucking not. They pander to their base.
Right.
You know, and Trump does it, and Biden does it, and they all fucking do it. You know, right. They all pander to their base, you know, so, you know, and it's, you know, it's not, and it's not right, you know,
because,
just because, like, okay, so say, like, Trump loses, well, okay, whatever, it is what it is. If he loses fair and square, you know, if Biden's the president, whatever. I guess that's the way it goes, right? You know,
right.
Like, but not, you know, we have a big country, and like you can't sit here and say that, like, well, Ireland can do it or Germany can do it, because, well, you know, Germany and Ireland, those are like the size of like one of our states.
Right. Right.
You know? So like,
right.
You know, we have a whole country. We have like a big fucking country.
Right.
With a lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
You know, and they all have different views. So like, and that's why like the Electoral College is important. But like, you have, just because Joe Biden is the president, or Kamala Harris, or, you know, is the VP, and they're liberal, well, they still are the president of the Southern people that are conservative.
Well, and that's right. So for these last, you know, 3.5 years that Trump has been president, a lot of people have been saying he's not my president, but he is.
He is your president.
Like, you don't like him. You don't like what he stands for. You don't like how he is as a person, but, like, you live in America, so he's still your president.
Right, but, you know, but at the same time, just like we said for, like, you know, if Biden was the president, it should be the same thing for Trump. You know, so, like, Trump's conservative and Pence is conservative, and, you know, but that doesn't mean that all the people that are liberal are. So, you know, you have to be the president to everybody, and you have to, you know, speak to everybody, you know, and, you know, Trump, you know, at least as of late, is, like, definitely, like, speaking mainly to his base. And, you know, I'm sorry, you know, like, we voted for him, but, like, he, everything that he says is, like, the Democrats want, you know, the Democrats are this, the Democrats are that, whatever. And they do, I guess the Democrats do the same thing
right
to our side, to, you know, to the Republican side, but, you know, I don't know.
It's totally
fucked lately.
It is totally fucked lately, and it's so incredibly divided. I don't know how we got like this. What happened? You know that scene in Mean Girls where they're, you know, has anyone been, you know, personally attacked by Regina George. And everyone raises their hand. And then they had to do like some kind of like, you know, I love you experiment. Like you had to get up there and you say like, you know, what you're sorry for, things that people you've hurt, and then you whatever. Well, there was this person that was like, I just wish everyone can just love everyone and rainbows and kitties and unicorns or whatever the fuck she says. And she doesn't even go here. But it's true. Like, I just wish everyone can just be nice and kind to everyone. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I agree. It's just, it's so, it's, we're so, so divided. And I just.
I'm tired of these like 70 plus year old rich white guys being president.
Yeah.
Conservative or liberal. Doesn't make a difference. You know.
What's the cutoff age to be president?
Well, I think you have to be 35.
Well, that's the start, but can you?
It does, I don't think it matters.
You could be 80 and run?
Well, fucking Joe Biden is like 77. I think if he takes office, he'll be 78 when he takes office.
That's old as fuck.
So if he was to run for a, if he got elected and ran for a second term, he'd be like 82.
Right.
When he's running for a second term, I mean, that's fucking old. I'm not 82.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I don't have, you know. There's no way. I mean, I'm not saying that a president should be 37.
Right.
50 would be okay.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle there. Like, so, you know, do we have any, like, young men or even women that want to step up? It's too late now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too late.
Well, who was going to run? What was Kanye? You know, he's probably close to our age. Could you imagine Kanye for winning the presidency?
I wonder who his VP would be, Jay-Z?
Yeah, he fucking loves Beyonce.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, but the whole system is fucked.
It is. It is. I would agree. Do you think that Ireland will take us in? Wouldn't you want to live there?
Yeah, but, you know, it would be cool to live there, but, you know, we have family here. And those motherfuckers won't even take us in anyways because we can't get the goddamn coronavirus under control.
Right.
You know, so we can't go anywhere.
No, I know.
You know, I saw something, you know, this is kind of sad. I saw something on Facebook, it was like, there's been a lot of feelings towards the United States that, you know, countries have felt over the years, or like outside people that live outside our country, you know, where, you know, whether that be like anger or hatred or awe or love or whatever, you know, just like, it's probably like a combination of both or all those things, you know, because the United States is like this country of like excess and commercialism and you know, we have guns and, you know, we're powerful and we're a rich country and all that kind of stuff. But the one feeling that nobody ever felt that the outside of the country that they're feeling now is pity, because we can't seem to fucking get this shit under control.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is, you know, like having, you know, sporting events with spectators allowed in there.
Or, right.
You know, they're starting to
their kids are going back to school.
Back to school.
Right.
And that kind of stuff. And life is turning back to normal. And we're still, you know, wallowing in fucking shit.
Right.
From the coronavirus, we can't, because nobody can fucking agree.
Right.
And we, you know, we do like in Illinois, you know, so we lock it down, but we really didn't.
No, we didn't fucking lock it down.
All we did was say that you have to go to the big box stores instead of small stores.
Right.
So, you know, you can go to Walmart and get your art supplies, but you can't go to Hillary's art store.
Right.
You know, it's bullshit. You can, you know, you can bring, you know, your whole family, your family of five, and, you know, and your grandma and your uncle and their kids to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can't go to a park.
Right.
Like, that's, like, you
it
know,
was
I'm
definitely
sorry.
Half-assed.
I'm sorry, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, Pritzker fucked that up. Like, if we were,
he
you
did.
Know, you know, why was Michael's unessential, or why was Binny's essential? Okay, so, like, if you need your alcohol, you go to the fucking grocery store.
Right.
Why is Binny's essential? Because they have enough money to fucking, you know, to pay their,
Do you know what I read that the kicker is? If you sell food, you were deemed essential. So there was the liquor, the cigarette store that's next to the Jewel and McHenry, right? They are a customer at my salon. Very nice family. Their kids go to the schools with our boys. So he was closed for 2 weeks. And he got himself to reopen because he brought chips. He brought chips in to sell on top of his tobacco products.
Right. So you go to Binny's and buy a bag of chips.
Right. So they were deemed essential because they were able to have food. They sold food. That's not really, to me, like, oh, I need a bag of chips. Well, I'm going to go to the little cigarette store. No, like, that's not how that works.
Right, you know, so like...
Like, I'm sorry, hold on. I'm glad that he was able to open because it is his business and it's how he supports his family. So, yes, I am so happy that he was able to only be closed for 2 weeks and open, and hopefully he didn't get hit too hard with losing money. You know what? So, yes, he is a mom pastor. He is not, you know, a big box store. So, but that's like goes back to like what, Binny's. They started selling beef jerky and fucking roasted nuts, and that's why they were able to stay open.
Nuts.
Shut the fuck up. It just, I don't know. Like, I think it was done half ass. I do.
Yeah, no, I would agree. You know, like, so you can go to Walmart and buy clothes, but you can't go to Old Navy.
Right.
You know, so like, if Walmart, right. like, I'm sure, like, I get you, yeah, I'm sure Walmart's an essential store, but like, you know, if you're going to lock it down, then it should be, like, the food side should be opened, or, like...
Well, I believe that they did have certain areas closed off for a very small time frame, and then I think they opened them up because you figured, well, they're already fucking in the store. Who the fuck cares?
But again, you know, so you can pack, you know, people into a grocery store, into register lines, mm-hmm. but you can't go to a bar. So, like...
Right.
Okay, I'm not saying you should be able to go to a grocery store, but, like, it should be one person from the family going to the grocery store.
Wasn't that what Italy did?
I think Italy was like hardcore lockdown.
Yeah, they had like a grocery store.
The house, like once a day or some crazy ass shit.
Yeah.
Like,
and it was only like one person from the family.
Right, you know, but.
I would choose you. I would. If it was to the point where they had to choose one from the Boyle household, it would be you.
But, they you know, they didn't lock it down.
No.
You know, Pritzker, I don't know, I think the guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, Fred Flintstone, they call him.
Fred
Flintstone, because he's like short and fat.
Yeah, only fucking Barney Rubble.
Fred
Flintstone's like best friend.
Yeah, he was a little bit shorter and fatter, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Actually, Pritzker's kind of tall. I don't think he's really that short. Well, who was fatter, Fred or Barney?
They're both, I think, well, it's probably Fred Flintstone, probably, because Fred Flintstone's more like, you know, he's like dumber and like more like boisterous and probably bigger and taller and fatter, yeah. It's probably Fred Flintstone.
So between Fred and Barney, Fred was stupider.
Stupid is, stupid does. I think, like just maybe not stupid, just like more like bullheaded. I think.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like trying. I think he was like, you know, like the like more like macho, like
yeah.
Right. Know, like,
right. Type, right. Like, right. Yeah.
You know, whatever. You know, so, and then you got that other fuck, Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah, you know what, they say Beetlejuice, and I used to be like, what? And now I know why they call her that. There's a, when Beetlejuice was like, meh, the hair.
Yeah.
She kind of like, I get that, I understand that. But you know what, I have to say, during that whole time when we were, during like the beginning, when I was closed for those 10 weeks, and those memes of her, like, you know, sitting there like, you know, putting her hands on her hips, or no, her hands are always in front by her stomach. You know, staring at you like, you know, Lakeshore Drive is closed. And then they had like a meme of her like standing over Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah,
like
it was funny.
It was pretty fucking funny.
But, you know,
and I think she handled that well. Like, I think she said like, hey, I kind of like it.
Funny, yeah.
She thought they were funny.
But like, you know, there's shootings every day in Chicago, but we got it under control.
But they don't.
Right.
This past weekend, 5 are dead, 53 were shot.
You know.
Or 55 or something like that.
The looting, but we got it under control. Well,
right.
No, you don't, you know, and I know nobody wants the National Guard to come in, but I mean, she doesn't have it under control.
Right.
She doesn't.
Right.
You know, so.
It is scary. Someone made a point on Facebook. I can't remember who shared it, but they were saying that it's the Democratic cities that are doing all the looting and rioting, where there's the, you know, I don't know, the Republican cities. I don't really know exactly how you fucking... Chicago, obviously, is a Democratic city. You can clearly tell. I mean, Mayor Lightfoot is a Democratic, whatever. JB is for our governor and whatever. But, like, Wonder Lake, like, I see a lot of Pritzker sucks banners, and I see a lot of Trump 2020 flags in Wonder Lake. So,
yeah.
You know, you don't see... Someone made a point... Or was trying to bring up a point saying, like, you know, these Republican cities, you don't see, like, little, like, country towns. You don't see these people rioting and looting. You know, they're not doing that kind of shit. And then you have these cities that are. And they're like, well, that's, you know, you talk about people not being peaceful and being hateful and whatever. But, like, look at the towns that are terrorizing their city and burning things down and stealing. You know, like, and then there's towns that are not doing that. I don't know. Like, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, like, why are we seeing certain things happening in certain areas but not? Like, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard, you know, but I don't know. We gotta wrap this shit up. But I mean, like...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we gotta get going. We have Ketus' appointment.
You know, but like... Here's the thing, like, you know, I know we probably lean more towards, like, Republican, but, like,
yeah,
you know, whatever, but nobody in this house gives a fuck if you're gay and you want to get married.
Correct.
Nobody in this house gives a fuck, you know, if you're pregnant and, you know, you decide that it's not right for you and you make a decision between you and your family and your doctor.
Right.
That, you know, you should get an abortion. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody gives a fuck if you're in this house, if you're transgender, even if we don't necessarily understand it or totally agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
Still don't give a fuck.
Right.
You know, nobody in this house gives a fuck if you vote for Joe Biden or vote for Trump, as long as you're a fucking decent human being.
Correct.
And treat us with the same respect and dignity that you would expect us to treat you with.
Right.
You know, so I guess you do you, boo.
Yeah.
You know, and
faux show.
You know, nobody here cares if you're, you know, a super conservative Christian or an ultra liberal atheist and anything in between.
Right.
You know, whatever, you know, and we really shouldn't be affected that, you know, we shouldn't be as concerned of the effect of whatever the election is going to be. It shouldn't be that way. You know, it should be like, okay, you got a Republican president. We're, you know, great. We have a Republican, and then a Democrat gets elected and you go, oh man, I really wish it was the guy that I voted for. And
right.
Then you get on with your life. It shouldn't be, like, the stakes shouldn't be as high as they are.
Right.
You know, it shouldn't be that way. It should, you know, like, you know, back when, like I remember, when George W. Bush was president, and, like, all those not my president things were out. The fucking dog.
I know. I think there's, like, something going on there.
All the not my president, like, in Green Day, you know, Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day.
Oh, there's fucking buses dropping off things. I remember hearing that our school district was going to drop off, like, math packets, and that's what they're doing. But she didn't come to her. Oh, she's not gonna come to our house because Mumford's out there.
Is she dropping shit off?
She's dropping. I think Greenwood was supposed to drop off fucking, like, math papers or something for Dex. And I think she fucking walked up here, saw the dog, and walked away. But we have a mailbox. She could have put in the mailbox. Maybe she did. I don't fucking know. But either way, that's why the dog was going crazy.
But, you know, I said, like, you know, that he was railing about how, you know,
who's he?
Billy Joe Armstrong.
From Green Day. Okay, yeah.
You know, that was going on and on about how Bush is not his president. And then, you know, looking back, you know, maybe it wasn't so bad, you know, considering what's going on now.
Right. I guess if you're going to do a comparison, right.
You know, yeah. It's like he was being a little overboard with George Bush.
Yeah.
Because just maybe for, like, the theatrics of it. You know,
right.
Because he was, like, in a punk band and, you know,
right.
Fight the Power and all that shit.
Right.
Everything's aren't so bad. Or weren't so bad back then, but
right.
I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, we voted for Trump, but, like, lately it just seems like he's become totally unhinged, you know, and it's really, really, like we talked about last night, bothersome when he says things like he should get a third term,
right.
Joking or not. And what's more bothersome, like we talked about on one of our walks that we were taking that you didn't want to take, was, you know, like, if I do something stupid, like, you should be the first person to tell me that I'm being a fucking idiot.
I would be.
Like, you know, if I told you that, like, I did cocaine, like, you should be like, you're fucking stupid. You have children. Why would you do something like that?
Correct.
And yell at me and be mad at me and all that kind of stuff. You know, so, like, you married me, so you should be the first in line to tell me that I'm being a dumbass.
Yeah.
Like, it's your responsibility.
Right.
You know, so, like, when Trump says things like, I should get a third term, the Republicans should be the first group of people to stand up and be like, no, motherfucker.
That's not how that
you
works.
Don't get a third term.
Right.
That's not how this works.
Right.
And nobody has said anything.
No.
You know. And
so, like, they're all being,
you know, so, like,
stupid.
They're all afraid of them or whatever the case may be, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, you know, that's like a threat to, like, our union, you know.
Right.
And, like, he shouldn't be saying shit like that. You know, and that's like borderline like a deal breaker.
Yeah.
You know, at least for me. I don't know. It's hard. But, you know, like, everything that he's done, like, he's done a lot of, I think he's done, like, some good things or a lot of good things, whatever. I mean, you know, but when you make comments like that, that's, like, I don't know, it's kind of a scary comment.
And then saying, like, he's not going to willingly leave the office.
Oh, yeah, when he was asked.
Like, what are you going to, are we have to pull you out kicking and screaming like a kid having a tantrum?
Yeah, like, when he was interviewed and asked, you know, just recently if he would,
accept the results of the election, and he said he can't give any answer. Like, that's when the Republicans just stand up and be like, no, that's right. Not, again, that's not how this works.
Right.
If you lose, as much as we're going to be like, darn, you lost.
Right.
Better luck next time.
Yeah.
You can't say shit like that. If you fucking lose, you lose.
Right. Stop being a sore loser and being a baby. And
the results of the election. And it should be, you know, on January 20th of 2021, regardless of the results, if there is a transfer of power, it should be a peaceful transfer of power.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Shake hands. Congratulations. Good luck.
Come in. See ya. Show them around the White House. You know,
even though he already knows. Well, maybe not. Sleepy Joe, they call him. He probably doesn't know. He probably forgot.
Show him around the White House.
But he's already been there, done that.
Leave him a note of encouragement like George Bush left for Bill Clinton. Whatever the case may be. Don't be a
fucking asshole. George
H.W.
Bush left it for Bill. Bill left it for...
I don't know if he did for George Bush or not.
We don't know that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he did. I just personally don't know. I don't know if, like, that's an unknown thing. Just don't know. But I know that George H.W. Bush left a note for Bill Clinton. But, like, Republican and Democrat, and he said, you know, he left a note. Like, you're everybody's president. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, someone made a little meme earlier, like, when Trump became president back in 2016. Like, you not, I guess, rooting for your president is like rooting for the pilot of your airplane to not fly well. Like, if you crash this plane, we're all going down, you know, just because I don't like, you don't like Trump, but if you don't want him to succeed and you don't want him to do well, you're bringing the country down this is where you live. Like, the only people that are allowed to say that are people that don't live in America, because they don't live in America, so it doesn't affect them.
Right.
Like, if you didn't like Trump and you did not want him to be your president, like,
is it everybody's best interest for him to succeed?
Yes. Like, this is where you live. This is where you're raising your family. And this is where you are spending your money. And, you know, this is the economy that you're in. Don't you want it to see it to succeed? Why would you want the president to fail? Like, that's like telling your pilot to fail while you're in the...
We'll close on this note, okay?
This is my fucking podcast.
We gotta fucking go.
Well, but who says that you get to close on the note? I wanted to close on the note? Should I call this your... You know, Dave Boyle, metal music, metalhead, metal lover, not French Doors Coffee and what was House Plants Coffee and French. I don't remember what it was called because it's been a long time since I've done a fucking podcast.
Yeah, so this is the.
We only got 60 minutes. I'm at 52, okay. So you need to figure this fucking shit out.
Okay, so this is the party that we're a part of.
Okay.
I saw this on Facebook yesterday.
Okay.
We're a member of the Pro Human Rights, No Kids in Cages, No Family Separation, Black Lives Matter, Pro Civil Liberties, Climate Change is Real, Women Are Great Leaders, Support a Free Press, No Gaslighting, Love Your Neighbor Party.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Who can we vote for?
I don't know.
Dave Boyle? I would vote for you.
Yeah.
So. If I was the first lady, I would get the cutest little outfits. And I would just be awesome. Yeah. Yeah, could you imagine? Oh my god, we would run that world well.
Yeah, we'd run this bitch.
No,
but if you're hateful and mean to people, then fuck you.
Yeah, agreed.
And
yeah. Well, so I'm gonna end it on this. If you had to choose one vacation spot, I know right now we're not allowed to really vacation anywhere, really, you know. But if you were allowed to choose one vacation spot to spend 1 week, paid entirely for anything that you want, none of the money came from you, where would you go right now and why?
Hopefully we don't lose any friends over our political rants.
I hope we don't either. But if we do, then that speaks more about who they are as a person than we are. I just asked you a question.
What did you ask me?
Did you seriously not even listen to my question?
No, I guess not.
I said if you could choose to go one...
Oh, I thought you were asking the people.
No, they can't answer me back unless they comment on my post when I share it. I'm asking you. Where would you go for 1 week? All paid for. None of it comes from you. Where would you go for 1 week right now?
I would probably like Australia or New Zealand.
Okay, I would agree with that. Although Australia and New Zealand, I think, are in winter months right now, so we don't want to go there.
I don't know what winter is like in those places because, I mean...
I think that they're getting snow. I think I literally just... I'm on a Facebook page called View for My Windows, and it's literally from all... I think there's people from, like, Zimbabwe posting pictures of, like, zebras in their backyard.
Do you know where Zimbabwe's at?
It's in Africa. Anyways... so I think they're in their winter, and I believe right now certain parts of Australia are having snow, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would go to, like, I don't know. I think I would go, like, out, like, to, like, Ireland or, like, Scotland or something. Something, you know, where there's greens.
I want to go to England and do the, that, like, super tourist walk across Abbey Road.
Yeah, like the Beatles. But I heard it's really hard to do that and take a picture.
Yeah, I know, but I really want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if we can get, like, you know, when the boys are older and not such assholes, we can go and then, like, but I get to be barefoot.
Are they not all barefoot?
One of them's barefoot.
That's not fair because I'm the one that's more barefoot in this house. You always have socks and shoes on, don't you?
I usually have shoes but no socks.
That's weird. Anyways, okay, so
we gotta go
because we have to get Ketus to his doctor's appointment, and we are at 55 minutes, and then we only have 60, and then you have to restart a new video. So anyways, thanks for listening to our rants. This was kind of an impromptu.
Use your words.
stop it. We did not plan this. We just started randomly talking. And then I was like, motherfucker, we should record this. So we did. So enjoy, guys. I hope you enjoy it. Please leave a note or a comment if there's something that you want to talk about and further on. Let us know. We love you. Bye.
Bye.